investment homes for real estate investors to buy with the intention of renting the property for many years to come. Owning rental property and letting tenants pay the expenses of owning through rental payments to a management company such as ours is what we do very well. We have successfully managed thousands of homes for property owners over the years. Our typical tenant stays 3 to 5 years or longer in the same property, and some have stayed over a decade in the same home. During this time, the landlord is building equity and wealth and is providing reasonably priced homes that are well cared for and provided needed shelter and homes to good people. Loyal clients and wonderful tenants that know how to take care of the property both inside and out helps everyone. For a complete packet of what we do, please call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883. That's 221-2883.
And now a star is born. On June 5th, 1971, the world welcomed little baby Mark Wahlberg. Everyone knew he'd be a star at such a young age that even the doctor was excited to see Marky Mark.
Come on, come on. Feel it, feel it. Feel the contraction.
Mark Wahlberg.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Federal investigators say it'll take days to gather highly fragmented debris from a small plane that flew over the nation's capital and crashed in Virginia, killing 4 people. The Federal Aviation Administration said in a brief update Monday that the pilot and 3 passengers were killed and that the plane was destroyed in the crash. Dozens of World War II veterans have traveled to Normandy to mark the 79th anniversary of D-Day, the decisive but deadly assault that led to the liberation of France and Western Europe from Nazi control. Using wheelchairs, they formed a parade along the streets of the small town of Saint-Mère-Église, France, on Sunday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 200 points, the NASDAQ dropped 11, the S&P 500 lower by 8. More details at srnnews.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, I'm Penny. The wait is over. Heartland Season 16 is coming home to Up Faith and Family exclusively with new episodes each week. You won't be able to stream Season 16 anywhere else in the U.S. until 2024. Don't miss the behind-the-scenes content, cast interviews, and more. Only available to subscribers. Only $5.99 a month. Visit upfaithandfamily.com/Salem and start your 14-day free trial right now.
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. I wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry. Because I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say yeah, right. I'm the man of this house.
He's a man. He's a man.
What I say goes around here, right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders, dear. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex anytime that you want. Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry.
I'm the king of my castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and I'm going to do what you tell me to, because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man. He's the man.
You the man.
Yes, and we all live under that illusion, don't we, guys? We're the man. When the world is not trying to castrate us, which seems to be the thing. I mean, I did see an interesting tweet from somebody named Jesse Kelly. He says, the most evil creature on planet Earth is the liberal white woman. No other creature on the planet is as laser-focused on destroying other people's children. That's what sets the liberal white woman apart. And this is above a video, and Rosie, you can see this. I'm not going to play the audio because who knows what's on there. But this is another drag queen event with little kids.
But she's doing the hoochie coochie with a toddler.
Yeah. I'm sorry. In my universe, that does not work.
It's not.
That's
proper.
Child abuse. That's something. Babylon Bee has a nice picture of Joe Biden wearing a helmet. But I think at this point, it's a little bit too late. I don't know what good a helmet's going to do. I kind of feel that way sometimes when I go helmetless around the neighborhood. Oh, my God. And here's another one. We're not trying. This is from Matt Walsh. This is a video of kids prancing through a rainbow. Is this in their public schools? This is lunacy. This is indoctrination. And yet it just continues on and on and on. All right, Jacqueline's going to be joining us in a minute. We have Rich's forecast coming up shortly. For those of you who are men and you're finding that, here's one of my lines, and I went through quite a few years of therapy to understand how complicated we are and that there's a definite connection to our brain and other parts of our body. And that things like stress are not good for that connection. No. It is not what you would call an aphrodisiac. That is not something that, say, puts you in the mood. And after about age 35 to 40, somewhere in that window, your body stops producing testosterone at the level it does when you're in your teens and 20s. And sometimes that can create a situation where you're much lower than you should be. Now, that level is affected by diet and many other things. The point being, it's a medical issue that requires a medical solution, and that medical solution is available at Montgomery Men's Health. Real certified, board-certified urologists prescribing solutions, not only for that, to get that level back up to normal so you feel like you're starting your day with vitality and vigor, but to also treat other issues that can be affected by the same things, ED and so forth. And a lot of it goes untreated. And here's the sad part. In a marital situation, that can be seen as disinterest. When it's not, it's your body is just not working on with you. And that can be fixed easily with solutions that actually work. And prescribed by a doctor, an incredible staff of people to support you and help you with other issues, including low energy and so forth, at Montgomery Men's Health. Get your T level, at least. They also give you your PSA number so you get a take on prostate health. That's important, of course, just by calling 440-3663. $99 that can change your life quickly. 440-3663 or montgomerymenshealth.com.
We're kicking off summer in style at Wind Creek Wetumpka with our Drop the Top giveaway, where you'll have two chances to win a 2023 BMW convertible. Earn entries now, then be here when the fun starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, June 3rd, and again on Saturday, June 24th. Winners will get a share of over $70,000 in cash and free play, plus a chance to win the ultimate grand prize, a sleek new BMW convertible for summer. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
I'm William Shatner at Mission Control.
Fox is ready to launch Stars on Mars.
12 celebrities embarking on daring missions.
Lance Armstrong, Tom Schwartz, Marshawn Lynch, Ronda Rousey, Portia Williams-Gabbadia, and more.
Will they survive? Will they thrive? Only one will make it to the end.
It's a night of premieres. Stars on Mars, followed by Crime Scene Kitchen.
Tonight on Fox 20. Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is still a chance you may encounter one of those random isolated storms roaming around, but the chances are relatively small before they fade out tonight, low 68. Tomorrow and Wednesday, more scattered, random, hit-or-miss storms here and there. A few towns get wet. Most towns stay dry. The afternoon and evening rain chances are a little bit better on Thursday with a frontal system backing into the area, but not much. Thursday's high up to about 91. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Blah, 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 blah.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We don't need no education. We've got chat box on our phone. We're using AI in the classroom. Tells us what we need to know.
Everything you need to know about artificial intelligence is fact that that is now under the purview of Kamala Harris.
Well, it's a good place for it.
We're screwed. We're doomed. It's just, what are we, why are we waiting? Let's just get it over with, okay? Kamala Harris, she's the czar or whatever they're calling him these days of AI. So just reviewing some of the headlines from this afternoon. Comer to hold FBI director in contempt of Congress. We all know what an impact that had on Eric Holder. Another rogue AG who... So what? That was probably racist anyway, wasn't it? Because we now know that the right people in the right government positions, they don't look at the law. They look at what's best. What's best for society in their twisted view. Tim Scott kicked ass on The View today. And let's face it, they all needed one. New royal baby shakes. That's a big, I don't care. Retailer shares plunge amid woke backlash. Market cap of Target down $13 billion. Isn't that interesting? So I know we all love hip-hop here, right?
No.
How about once in a while?
No.
Twice a year?
No.
Once?
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is it. I'm gonna shoot my hip-hop wad for the year on this little clip on boycotting Target.
Yeah, yeah. Attention all shoppers, attention all shoppers. Yeah, yeah. There's a cleanup on every aisle. Yeah, yeah. Target is targeting your kids. Yeah.
They put a target on my back, but they're targeting your kids. They don't even need to ask, cause you all know what it is. Yeah, that's why I keep a strap, and I'm always by my pants. The agenda gotta stop, yeah, you know we gonna win. When they target, target, yeah, they target in. Target, target, yeah, they target kids. Target, target, yeah, they target in. genders. I'm only rocking with Bruce, don't rock with no Caitlyn Jenner. You think that gay shit gon' get you paid? Yeah, we gon' see. It's Mar-a-Lago 2024, we trumpin', baby. They put a target on my back, but they're targeting your kids. They don't even need to ask, cause you all know what it is. Yeah, that's why I keep a strap, and I'm always by my best. This agenda gotta stop, yeah, you know we gonna win. When they target, target, yeah, they target and...
Yeah. That's actually fairly well done. That is,
yeah, you can understand the words.
In case you were wondering, that is an African American group. Not sure what the name. Forgiato. Yeah, I'll find out. Stony Dude Bro, official music video. Joining us now, Miss Right on the Money.
Hey.
Well, look who's here. Look who is not. Had time for us in, gosh, a week? 10 days?
I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. You know I have to guilt trip you for at least a couple of minutes.
I've been so busy. I didn't have a good time at all. It was miserable.
Well, you were, yeah. I mean, you had a conference, and you had cases, and you had...
kids.
Kids.
I have not stopped since I got back from the beach.
Hey.
Like, it has been nonstop.
I don't live in the 36093. But I was wondering if you had seen the picture of my driveway, which I think is worthy of your zip code or any other, for that matter, after it was... Rich Thomas says you can see it from space. it's that
you
bright.
You would know.
Yeah.
You sent me the picture.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, that the one that Turf Fockers did?
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my grass.
There's another cute thing from the Babylon Bee. Heartwarming... situation. Dog finally reunited with owner who left for 30 seconds to grab the mail.
That's about accurate.
It is. I mean, they look at you, they go to the window. Where are you going? I'm here. What are you leaving me for?
I saw a reel today of someone, and it looked like a little hound dog puppy. It was curled up in their lap, uh-huh. And she put it down in its bed. And it got up and looked around and got right back up in her lap and curled up.
Now, what is this bed stuff?
Refused to sleep in its own bed.
Hey.
Is that one of my children?
Huh?
Is that one of my children?
Oh, do they refuse to sleep in their own beds, too?
Yeah, one of the best things about being on vacation is you sleep with your kids, right? Now that we got home, all of a sudden, Steven's leg hurt last night. We had to come in and, you know... sleep with us.
Taking
every night occurrence. So
he's
something.
Hey, are you ready for a story that needs a few disclaimers?
Sure.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
All right. A Houston television station did a 7-minute segment. A 7-minute segment, Fox 26, I believe, on why guys are wearing maxi pads.
Excuse me?
Yeah. It's to...
Why are guys wearing maxi pads?
Yeah. It's... we all know that there's a lot of sweat during the summer. But apparently for guys, it's got a term that involves the word grease. The accumulation of lint, sweat, and that's builds up there at any given time. And apparently, the maxi pad is the solution to this greasy issue. It's a hygiene issue. Desperate men who don't want to ruin their underwear have supposedly started wearing maxi pads to keep the problem in check. Any guy, if this is legit and you're really doing this, I would like to hear from you. I promise we will not make fun of you.
No, I mean, I'm curious to hear, like, I mean, I've personally never heard of that.
I lived in Florida. I work here. I've never had this issue. Wow. Where did that come from?
Well, it may be for somebody who works outside all the time.
Yeah, so for any of you outdoorsmen that are working outside, if you're wearing your maxi pad, please call us and let us know so we can... Jerry, have you ever heard of men wearing maxi pads because of their butt sweat?
It's called cooch grease.
He said he saw an article recently. Get out of here.
Yeah, it's out there. This is legit.
Jared, are you stealing my maxi pads when I'm not around? He's just looking at me with disgust.
Well, we are a news station. We are trying to get to the truth, to the bottom of it.
That doesn't work.
Hey, next time you're over at the house, and there will always be a key lime pie at the house for you, I want you to take a look at what we did with the back patio with the new look decorating. It's so impressive. I think even you will be blown away.
No, I will be happy to come stop by.
Let me ask you a question. When you are in a place like New Look and you're considering colors, you prefer people who offer their expertise in helping you choose, because that's what we really loved about them. We had ideas about what, you know, pastels and so forth, but what pastels, and their expertise really helped create a positive result, especially with an artiste like Scott Bauer applying that top-tier Benjamin Moore paint. It was awesome.
First of all, I love Scott. He's my painter. But I think it depends on the mood that I'm in. Like, if I'm going in there and I have a vision but I need help, yes. But if I'm just going in there to get an idea, let me just kind of float around and, you know, let it marinate. But if I'm coming in there and saying, if I ask somebody, what do you think? Then yes, I think I would want somebody to step up and help me sort it out.
I know you're busy, but one of these days you have to come out of this 36093 or the downtown zip code, whatever that is, and come to the 36117 and see the difference they can make in New Look Decorating on Atlanta Highway. They are phenomenal. Would you like to play Real or Fake Florida Headlines with us?
Yes.
All right. I just got to get a traffic report in and come back. Give me 2 minutes.
Sounds good.
I know a lot of trouble can happen in 2 minutes, but give me 2 minutes and we'll come back to you. Don't go away. All right. Here's Skipper at 522.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We had a three-vehicle accident at Perry Hill Road right in front of the VA hospital. Use caution there while they continue to work that. Now, outside of that, we don't really have any major problems. We're pretty congested on East Boulevard, Northeast Boulevard, Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown, and Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway over to I-85 and down to Vaughan. Pretty busy both directions there. I-65 and 85 looking good. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence has indoor-outdoor systems. Not only do they help keep your pets safe, but they've got the perfect start training method. That makes all the difference. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586 368, Equal Housing Lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Del Vista, where Jerry Seinfeld's parents lived. When they get down to the Florida part of that show, it is so spot on. honest to God, it's cracks me up. We're hanging out with Jake Lemmon this afternoon.
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure you were there.
I'm still here. I didn't have any child emergencies yet.
And we had a fresh edition of Real or Fake Florida Headlines come in, so let's see if you can tell the difference between real and fake. Ready?
Okay, ready.
Headline, Florida man kicked off plane for belching in infant's face. Real or fake?
Fake.
That is fake. Very good. Rosie, will you keep score on this for me, please? All right, number two. Florida man bursts into ex's delivery room, fights new boyfriend while she gave birth.
True.
Yeah. A guy burst into the delivery room and started a fight with the new boyfriend while she was giving birth to a baby. Number three, Florida man stops and pays toll while leading police on high-speed chase.
True.
Very good. You're three for three. All right, number four, Florida man arrested for using flaming fajita as weapon towards waiter.
I want that to be true.
Well, you want it to be true, but do you think it's fake?
I think it's fake.
Well, this is the best you've ever done with these.
Ever. Best I've ever done anything.
Number five, Florida man breaks into home caught sucking on dog tail. Florida man breaks into home.
Fake.
Hey. Wow. Maybe if you got the rest of them wrong, you'd still be batting 500. Which, as you know, is a fine average. All right, number six. Florida man accused of killing roommate asked Siri where to hide the body.
True.
It is.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you see that? Wonder what happened if I asked that. Watch out, the police are in 5 minutes. Hey, Siri, where can I hide a body?
I used to know the answer to this.
Apparently, they removed that feature.
Yeah.
All right. Number seven, security footage catches mysterious Florida man strangling farmer in Orange Grove.
Fake.
Excellent. Wow.
This is scary to me. I'm getting scared. I don't know why.
Next, number eight, Florida woman sets car on fire after man refuses to buy her a McFlurry. You say true?
True.
It is.
Only in Florida.
That, yeah. I mean,
that's why I'm so good at this game, because I'm like, yeah, I can think of people right now that would do that.
Yeah, no, you're not going to buy me a McFlurry?
Don't make me open a can of whoop-ass buster.
All right, number nine. Florida man arrested for using marijuana plants to beat brother.
To what?
Florida man arrested for using marijuana plants to beat his brother. Come on, you're 8 for 8 here. You don't want to blow the streak.
Is it fake?
Are you asking or answering definitively?
Is it true or fake? I don't know. I've got too much pressure on me with the last one.
It's not the last one. There's two more.
Oh, God, I can't handle the stress.
You? Miss Cool?
True.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do a lot of damage to somebody hitting them with a pot plant. That's what my drug-smoking friends said.
Really? Because I wouldn't think that. I could think of, a lot of other plants that would make more damage.
Depends on how big they are.
And what's handy, Not everybody can have one of those plants with the hairy stalk and the little hooks in it.
What are those?
All right, you have a chance to have a perfect game now.
No, this is stressful.
No pressure.
There's a 50-50 shot I get it right.
University of Tampa suspends statistics course after students claim numbers are sexist.
This one's really hard.
Yeah.
University of
Tampa suspends statistics course after students claim numbers are sexist.
fake.
You did it!
You're a winner!
Wow! Deserves a celebration.
You now join.
I don't know. We're gonna have to do something.
You now join my daughter Janelle in perfection on one of our silly contests, like little kid or drunk adult. Were you listening this morning? I'm just curious.
Unfortunately, no.
Well, no, I understand.
I had to ride to work with nothing on this morning. I was so over it. I had nothing on.
You had nothing on?
Nothing.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your state of dress.
No, I was fully clothed.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that. In case anybody had the same vulgar mind that I do. All right, let's try some little kid or drunk adults.
Oh, but I want to finish strong, Greg.
Oh, you say you want me to save this for tomorrow?
Yeah, because then, what if I get them wrong?
No, you need. I get your point. I think it's a good idea to retire in a state of perfection today. And congratulations.
Yeah,
that's not easy to do.
Never play this game again.
If somebody tried those on me, I don't know that I could get half of them. I mean, because Florida's so weird, and these stories are so weird.
Sometimes you got to think about it.
Yeah. Well,
think about it.
You have yourself a wonderful, relaxing night. Bask in the glory of your victory, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll be watching the Panthers.
Oh, yeah.
Go Panthers. All right. Have a good night.
All right. You too.
At 5:32, we are just getting into summer travel season now after Memorial Day. Maybe, like me, you thought, I think I'll stick around the house on Memorial Weekend, but you're traveling soon. Take some time and get your car to Don Duncan. The best thing about partnering up with them is that you'll never again have to worry about who's going to diagnose this noise the car is making. Who's going to check the car out to make sure it's good for this 1,000-mile round trip we have planned? And so forth, and keep the service records so you know when you do for an oil change and so forth. Who's going to give me an honest diagnosis? Who accepts car insurance repair policies? They do all of those things. Where am I going to get tires? All three Don Duncans have major name brand tires at a wholesale price, and any price they quote includes installation. So no games, no gimmicks, and you will find customer service to be outstanding. In other words, if you need a ride back to your home or office, just ask. This is kind of pushing an idea on a group of listeners who aren't the kind of people that like to ask for things. But that's what they offer. If you work downtown, for example, 408 Madison, if you drop your car off there and say, give me a ride to my building, it's over here on Dexter, boom, they'll take care of you. As one example. Serving Prattville and Millbrook from Mount Duncan, high atop the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, with the beautiful mural that looks great in the sunset. And, of course, serving Southeast Montgomery from Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. All right, let's hit the traffic dungeon. Get some local news, 5:34.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, traffic is pretty heavy on I-65 and 85 through the interchange. We're seeing some slow traffic, 85 southbound, South Union up to the 65 merge. Really busy on Northeast Boulevard from Ware's Ferry all the way over to Highway 231. Good bit of traffic taking off out of Montgomery up to Wetumpka on the Wetumpka Highway right now. Buckle up, drive carefully. Busy everywhere, but no major problems. By the way, they are still working that accident on Perry Hill Road right in front of VA Hospital, trying to wrap it up. Three vehicles were involved there. Slight delay on Perry Hill Road, both directions in front of the VA hospital. Registration for fall classes going on now at Trenum State. This is the time to get your financial aid in order. Change your life. Call Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
From WAKA Channel 8 News, I'm Jerome Jones. In Montgomery, a man is dead after a shooting in the Patterson Court housing development near Alabama State University. Police say they were called to the 700 block of North University Drive just after 9 p.m. Friday night. 28-year-old Donald Bell was pronounced dead on the scene. If you have any information on this shooting death, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers. That number is 215-STOP. A Montgomery police officer was injured during a car chase Saturday afternoon. Police say at around 3:30 Saturday afternoon, a stolen vehicle was reported in the area of Carmichael Road and Eastern Boulevard. After a short pursuit, the suspect collided with an MPD car on Carmichael Road. The driver was taken into custody. The officer had minor injuries. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jerome Jones. Watch WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32.
I had a nighttime routine for my frequent heartburn. I would drink milk, I would sleep upright with more pillows, but that painful burning stayed. So I made Prilosec OTC part of my morning routine. With just one pill each morning, Prilosec OTC prevents excess acid production, blocking heartburn day and night. Now I have a new nighttime routine. I call it sleeping.
One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. With Prilosec OTC, it's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and family members are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough even to keep their jobs. We can fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that people can remain at work. Let's make this a priority. Let's close this gap and cover Alabama. To learn more and how you can help, visit coveralabama.org.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack, like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is still a chance you may encounter one of those random isolated storms roaming around, but the chances are relatively small before they fade out tonight, low 68. Tomorrow and Wednesday, more scattered, random hit-or-miss storms here and there. A few towns get wet, most towns stay dry. The afternoon and evening rain chances are a little bit better on Thursday with a frontal system backing into the area, but not much. Thursday's high up to about 91. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASC Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
all the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
New York City, what the hell is wrong with you people? A mother and a kid attacked by some crazy woman in Central Park. But the mayor, in case you missed it earlier, he wants New York residents to take in the migrants. And I recommend that he set the example and take in, he lives in Gracie Mansion, take in a dozen. Show everybody how easy it is to bring in people who don't speak the language, who you really have no idea about their background, what they might have been into before they came here. Show us how easy that is before you start asking people to do your job. At 5:40, another issue that keeps rearing its head because, folks, they never give up. They never take their foot off the gas pedal. Back to the student loan forgiveness BS. And Reno Collier covers this better than I ever could in a million years of evolution.
So if you'll allow me, it'd be my pleasure to serve up a tasty helping of what I call Reno Collier's Country Fried Take.
All right.
Well, along with my wife's cell phone plan and my daughter's car insurance, it looks like I'll be helping to pay for another thing that doesn't benefit me at all. The student loans of other people's kids. Look, as a Southern gentleman, I'm all for helping those out in need and giving them a little assistance. I remember one time when I was growing up, Clive Phillips was having trouble making payments on his combine harvester, so a bunch of area families took up a collection to help keep him square until he could get back on his feet. He was a hard worker who'd hit some tough times, and we were happy to help him. You know what we didn't do? Give everybody in the country with a tractor $10,000, regardless of whether they needed it or not. Now, there are plenty of hardworking college graduates out there who could use a financial break and who will actually put this money towards positive and productive things. But we all know a lot of this dough is going to lazy, spoiled, TikTok-addicted basement dwellers who feel they're somehow exempt from personal responsibility and are entitled to what you and I have rightfully earned. You know what I'm saying? This is why I propose we hold interviews for those with student loan debt to see if they deserve our help, and if so, how much.
Oh,
you're a teacher who served in the military and drives an 18-wheeler in the summer, and you're a foster parent. Your student loan debt is now gone.
Yeah.
Oh, you're an unemployed, aspiring social media influencer who still lives with mommy and daddy, and you majored in 17th century Icelandic poetry with a minor in canine gender studies.
Uh-oh.
You're paying every damn cent, jackass.
Canine gender studies. I don't know about
that. That was a minor?
And if you don't like this case-by-case approach, then you're really going to hate my other idea. Fist fights. If you want student loan forgiveness, you'll have the opportunity to throw down with someone who's A, already paid off their student loans without anyone else's help, or B, never went to college because they feared they'd never be able to pay back their student loans.
Mm.
And whoever wins gets the $10,000 apiece. Now, you may be thinking, hey, I'm in decent shape. I can win a fight. But remember the kinds of people you'll be up against. Construction workers, soldiers, cops, stay-at-home moms, strong, determined folks who would like nothing better than to beat the hell out of a sniveling underachiever like you looking to steal bread off the table. I want this like Braveheart. I want all the little tofu Starbucks people at one end. I want all the cops, military, and construction workers at the other end and go straight Braveheart. Just go running directly into each other, arms swinging, legs kicking. There'll be hammers, nails, and coexist bumper stickers flying everywhere. Now, maybe I'm being unfair. Maybe my anger is misdirected. Maybe I should be mad at those in government who are giving in to all the online bellyaching and whiny hashtags and attempt to literally buy votes. Maybe I should be mad at the folks doing the forgiving and not the folks getting forgived. Because, hey, if there was talk of mortgage forgiveness, alimony forgiveness, forgiveness for the debt of the tools I had to buy to work construction for 2 hours during COVID to pay for my kids' freaking college, you better believe I'd be sitting here with my fingers crossed browsing online for a new bass boat. So, whatever. I'll help you pay off your college law degree so long as you defend me pro bono when I get in a fist fight at a bar and knock somebody out over my argument on loan forgiveness. I'm Reno Collier, and that's this week's Country Fried Take.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're fired up about those tofu Starbucks.
We got to find some more of those because that was really good. Our TV topic tomorrow morning, for those of you who tune in, we do appreciate it. Hear about those all over the place. Our top minor mishaps include texting the wrong person and trying to unlock the wrong car. Now, I have done that recently. I did text somebody, the wrong person, and I have many times pulled on the handle of a car I thought I unlocked when it was, in fact, not my car. And here to lend his youthful perspective to these raging social issues, you'll never believe who walked into the studio.
Joey.
Good guess. Yes, Joey is. He said he might stop by.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I'm not the only grandfather in the world who's heard the grandkids say, yeah, I'm going to stop by. They never show up.
But I'm here.
Yes, you are.
You're here.
You know, we're talking about, this might be our TV topic tomorrow, minor mishaps that occur in everyday life. This is one of the most, I don't know why, it's not like you are, I had that nightmare, I haven't had it in years and years and years, but I had one of those nightmares, and I think everybody has these, where you are naked.
Yes.
In a very public place.
Yes.
And
yes.
You are scrambling, trying to find a way to not be naked.
Right.
No matter what you do. Had that happen.
It's kind of like when you're walking by, you're around the grocery store, and as you walk by, like, the frozen food section, it's like, why does my fly feel cold all the... Oh, wait. It's open.
Yeah.
All right. This is a good
the,
Didn't actually happen to me. That's somebody else.
One thing, and this has happened to me a few times, and it's so mortifying, but it's not like it has... tragic consequences when you say hi to somebody you thought you knew.
Ah, yes.
And it was a stranger.
Yeah.
I've had that happen.
It is mortifying, but it's not really a big deal. You make a new friend.
Yeah.
Not usually.
Why, would you pick up ladies that way?
No.
Like pretend you knew them?
Never had to pretend.
What was your opening line? I need help.
I don't have an opening line.
What were
I never had one.
Anything come to mind?
What you need to do... son, is get your face out there so it becomes a household face.
Oh, no.
Then you never have to worry about opening lines or all that because they'll do all the talking.
Then you have to worry about all the crazies.
Ladies, am I not right about that?
Yeah.
See? Let's see. Laundry mistakes, shrinking stuff or turning it to a different color. I've been pretty good about that, but I did have somebody. This is one of the downsides of having somebody who will do your housework. And when I was the bachelor in Miami, I hired somebody to come and clean my place and do my laundry. And she washed and dried a cashmere vest I had gotten from Ireland that my physicist sister had brought back.
Now it would fit Briscoe.
No, it well, it's that just was tragic because yeah. I know that thing had to cost a good lots chunk of change. Money. Your phone going off in a place where it should have been silent.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Remember I told you the lame ass stories about working for the Lexus dealer in number one Lexus dealer in the world. They had a huge showroom with like a cathedral ceiling. It was like the Vatican for cars.
Hmm.
And there were desks all the way around. All the cars were in the middle. And people would be sitting at desks getting priced and all that stuff. So I was sitting at a desk, and I was checking my email, and somebody, you know, and the ambient sound of a car showroom is kind of low. It's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm listening to this thing, and it was one of those videos where at the very end, they come up with some horror figure who screams. So I'm playing this, and that happens, and it was reverbing all over the showroom. Everybody turned and looked at me.
Yeah.
And I had no idea it was coming, so it not only embarrassed me, it startled the hell out of me, too. So you...
And it was a horror movie.
It was some creature making this god-awful screaming sound.
Like a whale?
A gargoyle.
A gargoyle.
Or some other monster character.
That's what they're calling them, a gargoyle. Okay.
Yeah, no, it was...
trailer from a horror movie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, those things do happen.
Yeah.
And so always be careful. That's the lesson. Always be careful when you're opening up. Keep the volume down just in case you get one of those. Because that was absolutely mortifying. And... your phone going off in a place where it should have been on silent.
Like church.
Yeah, or at a funeral.
Oh, yeah.
Which is brilliantly depicted in the Black Swan episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Or a wedding.
And it's so funny.
I love that show.
Yeah, Larry David's, they're at a funeral for a guy he had fundamentally killed by getting, you know, aggravating him into a heart attack on the golf course. And the phone goes off. So he just throws it over his head to the back and goes looking for it later. And a waiter found it, and there was some incriminating information on the phone that he wound up paying to not be known. Forgetting to cancel a subscription you never use so it renews again. I am being charged like $7.99 from TransUnion. I don't know how. I don't remember even signing up for it once, but for three different credit cards. And have I called any of them to say stop? No. Because I'm busy.
I think you should.
That's $24.
This is something that happens almost every day. Sitting on the remote or changing the channel with your keister. Or Briscoe helps out sometimes.
Yeah.
He'll come up, you know, Mr. Gubb, I need some kisses or I want a treat, and he'll just step on the remote and completely take me out of whatever I was watching and change, but I don't mind. Have you ever put the wrong destination in your GPS?
No, I don't believe so.
Never done that either.
Yeah, that doesn't even sound that embarrassing.
I had a couple of stories in last week about people that drove into bodies of water because they had their GPS wrong. Or the GPS told them to turn.
Yeah, that happened to me in Georgia, not driving into a body of water, but it took me to the wrong side of town.
Well, I learned in New Orleans that, because so many areas of New Orleans are very congested, the streets are closer, and she's spewing out directions, like, turn right at that point. And the street names, some of them are very, very lengthy. So before you can even look up to see the street sign, you're past it, and then she's turning, making a U-turn at the next intersection. And blah, 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 blah.
Well, what about the faux pas that I guess is a classic Hawk Show toast mistake? Though it's not a mistake, I guess, when we're on air. But if you're like talking about something and you have a pretty over-the-top opinion, you're like, hey, those gender reveal parties are like the dumbest thing ever. Like, who would waste all that money? And the person sitting right next to you just spent, you know, $10,000 on that gender reveal party.
I've had that happen a few times.
There was a spate of bad outcomes at gender reveal parties because everybody was trying to out gender reveal the last guy.
Right.
And then finally, when somebody set their house on fire or caused a forest fire or something, and somebody, do you remember the woman? I don't know how she did it, but she had something that was supposed to explode, like a sparkler or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And a very delicate, she's face down.
Oh, no.
And the thing went off, and she ended up going to the ER with burns.
Ooh, you don't want to get burned there.
No.
No. No fun. Should we wrap up on a serious note?
I guess.
This is James Comer. And this really is such an important story, and we know it's going to go away because the media will make sure it does. On the FBI document exposing the Biden crime family.
Could they end up showing more Biden family business dealings with other countries?
This document was dated, I think you all know this, from the subpoena in July 30th, 2020. The claims made in the document are consistent with what we found and disclosed to you all in Romania. It suggests a pattern of bribery where payments would be made through shell accounts and multiple banks. There's a term for that, it's called money laundering. And that, again, is what the majority of the suspicious activity reports also said. So we feel that this accusation is consistent with a pattern that we're seeing, frankly, in other countries too.
And multiple documents?
We believe there are multiple documents.
Yeah, we know somebody who's had has so many shell accounts that she could open a gas station. Not too many people making donations to the Clinton Foundation these days.
Though what I'm incredibly frustrated about is, like, all these things have been written about, all these family crime syndicates, from Joe Biden to the Clintons to even Mitch McConnell and yada, yada, yada. And does anything ever get done? Is anybody held accountable? And I don't even need to see people perp walked or thrown in jail. Just leave.
Yeah, go away.
No more.
You're not allowed to be in public life. or be affiliated with anything that has anything to do with government.
And I'm in one pattern I'm starting to notice, especially with some conservative politicians, Greg, is if they fail to accomplish a thing or they lose an election, they say it's just because I'm so principled.
Oh, is that it?
Oh, wait, so you're using your principled stance to excuse and act as a smokescreen for your weakness. And the fact that you can't actually get anything done, it's driving me nuts watching all these guys fall on the sword of their principles.
On that note, we're going to fall on the sword of our traffic. Thanks for stopping by, son. Joey?
You're welcome, Dad.
Good to see you.
Greg.
Skipper, wrap it up for us.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, around the city right now, we're looking really good on the boulevards, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. No problems there. A little bit of heavy traffic on Taylor Road at Vaughan up to I-85. With Tom Capratt, Millbrook giving us all clear, and we understand that they are still working on that accident in front of the VA hospital on Perry Hill. Not causing too much of a trouble, but just a little bit of a delay there. Buckle up and be safe. Summer's in full swing at Midtown Plaza. Have your eyebrows threaded at Z-Threading. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell Che, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hi, Rich Thomas here to talk to you about Heirloom Jewelers, a one-of-a-kind, unique Montgomery jeweler. Troop Booth is the owner since 2015, but his grandparents started the business way back in 1977. He's a certified gemologist, and he knows this business so well. Now, Troop tells us he's been seeing a lot of demand this week to sell gold. Gold and silver are very high right now. He's paying high for gold jewelry and scrap gold. He's also buying gold and silver bullion, and he's offering up to 20% more than anyone else in the area. Heirloom Jewelers is open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4 and Saturday from 10 to 2 by appointment only. You can call or text Troop at this number, 260-0666. Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughan Road at the corner of Watchman Drive, truly one of a kind.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Dr. Rick here. If you find yourself getting particular about where you get the weather, you may be turning into your parents.
Looks like it might rain. Let's see what Corey from Channel 2 has to say. He's something else. I like him better than Harris from Channel 5.
You could just look up the weather on your phone.
I like Corey from Channel 2.
Progressive can't help you from becoming your parents, but we can help you compare rates on home insurance with HomeQuote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Streaming June 8th on Peacock, a new original series called Based on a True Story.
He is the victim of the West Side Ripper.
It's him. I know my killers.
Variety listed among the most anticipated shows of the summer.
What if we make a podcast about this? We could bring him in on it.
Bring the killer in on what?
The podcast.
From the Emmy Award-nominated producer of The Boys and the Emmy Award-nominated executive producer of Ozark.
Are you in danger?
No, I'm hiding something.
We are in too deep.
Starring Kaley Cuoco and Chris Messina, a new original series called Based on a True Story. Only on Peacock.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
But the joke's on you, because we got paid anyway.
I'm going home to live my creepy, pathetic life.
I'm going to have to ask you and your party to leave.
Slap yourself very hard in the face, then leave.
Could you just leave the room, please?
Leave me alone.
Leave us alone.
I have to undergo an exit interview.
The circle is now complete.
Hey!